Yochel, of course, if it's the Shvelach, because a guy can't bring Kabbalah anyway. No, Mr. Shvelach here. And what was to happen to me? The guy can't bring, guy doesn't have Kabbalah anyway. You're right. For tomorrow year, Yochel, lo yeh, nizir, maybe you can't be nazir with all the guy. Tamalai mish. So, of course, to the kasha. There may be a guy isn't the pasha of nazirus, just not for the Kabbalah. And tomorrow also, Yitmam, Rabbi Yechon, Alokhi ben Azir. That allows a Jewish son to take over his father's money, that's also Alokhi Moshe Mesinai. So it does not apply to a guy.
Now the Gemara asks the Kasha. The word Yehochi is not supposed to be, how the Gemara takes it out. But the Kasha is like this. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyafli Neder, Bi Erkecho, Bi Erechen Lomeli. Like, why do we have to have the extra word Ish in the Pasha of Erechen? Like before we said the Pshat is, even though it says Dabra B'nai Yisrael, so it said before B'nai Yisrael can make a Marichin and not an Akum, but how do we know that a Goy has an Erech? That's from this Pasek Ish. So we're asking now a question, why do we need the Pasek Ish for? Even without the word Ish, I would know to say that a Goy has an Erechin, has a value to himself, that if somebody is Makdashit, it's Chal. But the Marius, there's a hekish for the parish of Erechim to the parish of Nadarim. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yafli ne der bi erkecho. So there's a hekish of the parish of Nadarim to the parish of Erechim. For Atani, we learned like this Gabi Nadarim. By Nadarim, we learned, Ish ma tam loima. Why does the Pasuk have to say Ish? So he said, L'rabis tesayv dikechovim. That a guy could also bring in a dova like Yisrael. It could also bring a neder or a dova like Yisrael. It could bring a korban. So if so, I should automatically know by Erechin also a guy has shaychas to Erechin. See, even though true, we have the pasuk dabro b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael b'loyev v'kechovim. So Taisa speaks out, but I call upon him into Svara to try and make a guy at least a little bit in the parish of Erechin. Because he's in the parish of Nadarim. So therefore, in Svara, I should say that a guy has an Erechin. Even though he can't be Marichin, he himself can't be Mechayiv himself to give the money, but he has a value that somebody else can be Mechayiv himself to give the value of the guy. So if so, that's a Svara. So why do I need the Pasuk of Ish Kiyafli? What's the extra word Ish here? So the Gemara answers, there's the Kasha Ish Kiyafli B'Erechin Lomeli. So what do we have to have it for? So the Gemara answers, Elahai ish mi boile li suya mufla somach li ish. I tell you the extra word ish here is not to come to teach me that goyim have shaykhus derechin, but rather is coming to teach me the yisoid of mufla somach li ish. The what that even before a boy becomes bar mitzvah, still there's aloch, he can make a neder a year before he can make a neder. That's why I need this posek b'yerchon of ish kiyafli. Now the b'yerkecho is to teach me this klal of mufla somach liish. That means even before he's bar mitzvah, a girl before she's bas mitzvah, she's also in the parish of Nadarim. So Gemara, yes, it depends. Hanich l'man diyom a mufla somach liish diyaraisa. If yod mufla somach liish is diyaraisa, then it's very good. El l'man diyom a dirabonin. But behold, no, it's only the rabbonin that gets swore that the neder is chal. But midiraisa before the bar mitzvah, the neder is not chal. If so, ish kiyaflu lomeli. Again, what do we have to have this pasuk ish kiyaflu for? There's no halacha of mufla samach liish. And for the parsha that a goy is in the parsha of Erechin, I should know even without this pasuk. So what do I need the pasuk ish kiyaflu? So my answer is, lesuya mufla samach liish, diyev dikechavim. In other words, like the Rosh speaks out, even if you hold by a Jew, by Yisrael, there's no din mufla samach liish. That's because by a b'nei Yisrael that he comes b'chlal the lav of by yachil when he's by mitzvah. So therefore, there's no parsha of nedarim before he's by mitzvah. By shenkin by a goy that there's no parsha of by yachil b'chlal. It's only from this ribuy of ish to say that b'chlal a goy is in the parsha of nedarim. So maybe this pasuk of ish has come to teach us that there's a parsha of mufla samach liish by a goy. That when a guy, even before he's bar mitzvah, there's no din bar mitzvah by a guy, but I call upon it, even before he knows what he's saying, still, even before that, still, the nedarim is chal. So that's what the pasuk ish comes to teach us. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Honich l'man diyom b'nei Yisrael ne'erchin, v'yeinu v'dikachovim ne'erchin. It's cool that the man that says only b'nei Yisrael has an erich, has a value to himself, but a guy has no value to himself. I would think what? That Huadini can't be Marich, he can't make Nedarim to Machayiv himself to pay money. Tamad Loimi Ish. Vosik says ish, ishapir. So the chiddush according to this man, the yomer, is that a guy could make nedarim to mechay himself to pay the money. So this man, the yomer, was saying just the opposite we said before, that a guy could be marich, but he has no erich and he can't be nerach. So this is good that the Gemara says, Tamadloim ish. That's why it's good we need the potzak ish, shapir. Ela l'man diyom, but according to the man diyom that holds, b'nei Yisrael marichin, only b'nei Yisrael is marich. V'yena d'kachov marichin. They, a guy cannot be marich. It means he can't make a neder to mechayv himself to give this money l'hegdish. Yochla, I would have thought to say, lo yehei nerichin, he doesn't have an erich either, he has no value for himself, negate to a Jew, Talmud loymish, and this we darshu know, Talmud loymish. So if so, afilu tinik ben chodesh bari ruchihu. In other words, if the ribui by a goy is that he has an erichin, that means he has value. So if somebody else wants to make a neder, it's chal, so negay to the goy, even if he's a 1 month old, also there's an erichin. Like Mishlam, what the other man, the Yoma, that the chiddush goy could even be marich, he could even make the nidre hegdish, then it's good that we dash in mufla samach liish, that even before he's a godol, he could do it. But at this man, the Yoma, that a guy can't be marich. All a guy could do is just have an erich, and he just has a value. Now, get to a Jew, so his value starts even at 1 month old. So, for the Gemara, kiyafli lomali. So, according to this man, the Yoma, what do we need to post a kiyafli? There's no chiddush of mufla samach liish. So, what do we need to post a kiyafli for? So, this the Gemara enters Amar Rav Ada Barava. Lisuya oviki chavim godel. It's come to teach me a guy that's a godel. The Afagav the Godel, who, even though he's a Godel, because even though this Godel, this Goy is a Godel, so Girsa should be. Eino Yedei Lahaflois, that's our Girsa, but what he says, what it means to say is, the Afagav the Godel, who, Emeini Yedei Lahaflois, Lehevi Nidra Neder. If he doesn't know what he's saying, then the Neder is not Chal. Mashen can be Yisrod Levinin Yedei Lahaflois, the Godel. So that's the Chiddush here. So this Mandiyam is good. Rish Kiyafla comes to teach us that by a goy, even though he's a godol, still the neder is only chal if he's yodeya lahaflis. He knows how to speak it out. He knows what he's saying. Now the Gemara is the kasha like this: Ela Kiyafla the koser rachmona gab beneziris lomali. What does the Torah have to say again? Ish Kiyafli by neziris. Michti, let's see. Ha ishkes neziris l'nedarim. There's a hekesh of the parsha of neziris to the parsha of nedarim. Says so, kiyaflu lomli. What are the pasuk kiyaflu for? I know what already for nichos nedarim. So Gemara says lesuya yodayim. It comes to teach us to include even your yodayim hands. Shein amechichos that we don't see 100% what you mean. To yitma like we learned before in the Gemara nedarim. Yodayim shein amechichos. If you say a loshen and we're not sure what it means, most probably you meant to make a neder, but it's not mechichos. It doesn't mean 100%. Is abayirom a heavy yodayim? That's called a good yodayim. No, it's not called a good yadayim. So the Mor says, Li Abai, Yanich, according to Abai, it's very good. Abai, he says, what heavy yadayim? It's called a good neder, because Ishki Afli, we learn it out, yadayim, Shemachichas. El Rav, Maikla Meima. Rav says, if the yadayim, the hands, like the beginning of your Lashon, is not for sure what you mean to make a neder, it's not a good Lashon. So, what do we need the Pasuk Ishki Afli for by Nazirus? Gemara says, "Ela kiyafli mi borda look at Rav Tafrin. We need it for Rav Tafrin's halacha. The Tanya learned like this: Reb Yehuda roimim mishum Rav Tafrin. A nechod mehem nazir. In the case we have two people, and each one says a lashon like, 'I want to be a nazir if this person is so and so,' and the other one says, 'I'll be a nazir if he's not so and so.' So at the time when they said the neder, we do not know which one of the two is a nazir." So Rav Tafrin says neither of them become a nazir. Why? The fishla nitnu nazirus el alaf law. Nazirus was only given to have a clear lashon. We have to know clearly which one is a nazir. B'shasi said it. That's why we need the pasuk ish kiyafli by nazirus. So Mor says, "Oh, nichla Rav Tafrin. Rav Tafrin is very good. But there's such a pasuk of half law. You have to speak out a clear lashon. Elu la rabbanan ma'ikul meina. The kunt rabbanan. What can you say? You don't need a clear lashon. So why do we need the pasuk ish kiyafli? The more answer that let me boil it, look at a tanya, we need it like we learned. Het in the dorim, the klal of het in the dorim, that the chochem, could be matter in neder, is perchen v'yavav, it's like hanging in the air. V'yein lehen amash yismachu, we don't have on what they should hang. In other words, it doesn't say clearly where the heter of hatoros nedorim is. On this, Reb Lezer, I may know, yesh lem amash yismachu, there is a posik that we can rely on to know this chiddush, that the chochem could be matter in neder. Shenemar Pasik says, Ish Kiyafli. Kiyafli Shtei Pum. It says it twice, like once by Nadorim, once by Nazirus. Echad Haflo Le'isav, Yechad Haflo Le'heter. What does the cup teach us of such a flaw? There's an union of Dibra to make something also? And the second one is to teach us, Echad Haflo Le'heter, that there's such a way where the Kayach of a Dibra, Chacham, could be matter than Eder. So that's why we need this extra Kiyafli by Nazirus to teach us there is a Pash about Torahs, the Dor, that a Chacham could be matter than Eder. Alright, we'll stop here.